Welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on a beautiful Saturday afternoon here on the Colorado Front Range. Pretty clear blue skies, not too much smoke. Yesterday was like the clearest day and seems like all summer. So glad to have that back and glad to have you with me, whether it's right now, Saturday afternoon, or whenever you're tuning in, wherever you're tuning in from. Thanks for joining me. Got a lot of music in the head in the show for you. Got to meet the bar raised by Shauna during Old Grass, New Grass. Great set. Love that Dwight Yoakam has an album called Swimming Pools, Movie Stars. It got me thinking about the Beverly Hillbillies and how that was the Beverly Hillbillies theme song. It's probably the first bluegrass song I ever heard. Wonder if that show stands up. Maybe I'll dig up an episode. Anyway, a lot of music in the show for you today. We're going to start in Afghanistan, sort of, on Terrasonic, on listener-powered KGNU.
Yeah.
Terrasonic on Listener Powered KGNU. My name is Joel Davis. Thanks for joining me. on this magic carpet ride around the world of music comes your way pretty much every Saturday, noon to one, on your community radio station. Thanks for joining me today. Beginning the show with a kind of mini set of music from or about Afghanistan. A lot going on there, and a tough situation all the way around, to say the least. And I'll just pretty much leave it at that. We began with Ahmad Sham Sufi Kavali Group from an album out on the World Music Network, introducing Ahmad Sham Sufi Kavali Group, and a track whose title translates to "I'm in Two Worlds." This is a collective of musicians whose music was outlawed when the Taliban was in power 20 years ago, and only able to perform and play in the last 20 years. And well, now here we are again. And then after that, Ariana Delavari, Lion of Panjshir, the name of the record. And from that, we heard a track called "Be Gone, Taliban." This record came out in 2009. Another artist, a woman from Afghanistan, and very, very tough to see a picture of her burning her art on Instagram the other day. And in the background right now, from DJ Rupture, presents Uproot the Ingredients. This is a track called "Afghanistan" by Fresco. This record out on the Agriculture back in 2008. Still a ton of music to come in today's program. If you'd like to get in touch, I'd love to hear from you. You can reach me via phone, 303-442-4242. You can email me anytime, dj@kgnu.org, or really, terrasonic@gmail.com. You can email me right now, dj@kgnu.org. Another great way to reach me. Let's get back to it. We've got some music coming up from Amdu Mokhtar. He's coming to Globe Hall in Denver, September 20th and 21st. Looking forward to that. And we'll get to him after this one from Fresco, "Afghanistan." On Terrasonic, on Listener Powered KGNU. We'll be right back.
bon Dieu, sans la il fait nous, sans la pour être. Si nous poucher, nous fait que fausser. Tout nom c'est nom, tout corps c'est corps. L'esprit corps qui met corps, pas de fier bon Dieu, nous fait que fausser. Si nous poucher, nous fait que fausser. Yes, ah, qui met quoi, pas de fier bon Dieu, mais que fosse, si nous pouvons nous, mais que fosse. Thank you.
28 and a half minutes past the hour here at Terrasonic, about halfway through this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis. Thanks for joining me today. Hope you're enjoying the program so far. We just heard from Thornato from his 2020 release, Escape Plan, out on, I believe, Wonder Wheel. Yes, Wonder Wheel Recordings. And we heard La Niña Grande featuring Sotomayor. And then before that, Ruspo, an artist I just learned about this morning in my Bandcamp crate digging, virtual crate digging. This is a record from 2013, Eses Patifes, it's called. Ruspo is from Belo Horizonte, Brazil. Same area as... Oh, great. Now I can't think of his name. Arthur Melo. Another artist from Belo Horizonte, who I've played a lot of here on Terrasonic over the last few years. So great sounds coming from there. And from Eses Patifes, we heard Filomena. David Walters from Nocturne Remixers. We checked out Cyan Ye, the Woudini remix. That collection of remixes out on Heavenly Sweetness. Real nice record. And we began the set with Amdou Mokhtar from Niger, the B-side to the single Ibitlan, and Tiknas, Sunbone, the name of that instrumental. And right now in the background, new music from the ever-experimenting Kuti Man. He went to India and spent 12 hours a day learning and practicing tabla at the feet of Tanmoy Bose. And now he's released a single called Guruji. And this is the B-side to that, Mahjong. If you want to get in touch via phone during the show, you can reach me at 303-442-4242. Always happy to hear from you. Take your questions about the music, your criticisms, your comments, your compliments, whatever. I'm here for you. DJ at KGNU.org works so well. You can reach me anytime via email, terrasonic@gmail.com. Let's get back to it. This is Terrasonic on KGNU.
Rock and roll. gwen kawe. Ferayo, se ou menm ki mene misit. Prekawe, prekam, prekam, oguo. Prekam, prekam, ferayo. Se ou menm ki mene misit. We'll be right back.
lawless countries. But there's sewage flowing right under your feet. In one place it's underground, in another in the street. And not the same story. They make them flow free. Watch like a dog, bow down to your masters. Fight with your brothers, fight with your sisters. Ask no questions, tell no lies. Stare at the screen, let it hypnotize. From London to Lagos, it's the same trouble.
Parasonic at KGNU. My name is Joel Davis. We're rounding into the home stretch on this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music. And that last set of music, we listened to Amar 808 from the album Global Control, Invisible Invasion, that came out just about a year ago. We heard the track E Pavi. And this record out on the Glitterbeat label. After that, Laku Music and Joseph Ray Music from Haiti. Leave the Bones, the name of this new release. And we heard the track Oju, the radio edit of that. And then the Damas Swing Orchestra from Cameroon Garage Funk, a new compilation out on the Analog Africa label, Odie Life, the track. And after that, wrapping up the set, Iparapo, who is from London, duo from London, and a song called From London to Lagos, inspired by a talk given by writer Roberto Saviano at the Hay Book Festival in 2016, just before the Brexit referendum. And then he described the UK as the most corrupt country in the world. And it was a reminder of how leaders of so-called developed countries, conveniently suffering from colonial amnesia, still point disparagingly at the rest of the world and talk of endemic corruption and banana republics. Meanwhile, all these ill-gotten gains from these organized crime syndicates, corrupt multinational juntas, all this is being funneled through financial centers like London. So, yeah, only, well, yeah, that's what Afrobeat's all about, bringing the news. And that's a new track featuring members of Dele Sosimi, Afrobeat Orchestra, Sons of Kemet, Kelaketla, and much more. And in the background right now, it is Iru Wav from a new release, Tropical Twista Records, Seis Años, Volume 2, and a song called There Is No Planet B. Want to let you know that KGNU's second annual Yard Bazaar is coming up next Saturday, September 4th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the courtyard at our new home in the Buell Media Center, located at 2101 Arapaho Street in Denver. It's our annual outdoor sale of records, CDs, progressive books, posters, vintage stereo gear, and so much more. Music spun on two turntables by your favorite KGNU radio DJs. Yeah, it's going to be a good time. A lot of good stuff on offer for you to explore. And if you've got some stuff that you want to get in, you can donate your records or books by contacting Dave at kgnu.org. Okay, got about 12 minutes left to go in the show before we give way to headlines from the BBC, followed by Reggae Bloodlines with the Donovan standing by to bring you that. But let's get back into a little more music before we do. It's Terrasonic on KGNU.
She told him all the strength was in the hair of his head, and not me. Open the door. You find her husband home, not me. But the people, they say that the men are leading the women astray. But I say that the women of today smarter than the man in every way. That's right. I was treating my girl independently. She was making baby for me when the baby born and I went to see. Eyes was blue. Sure. It was not by me, not me. But the people, they say that the men are leading the women astray. But I say that the women of today smarter than the man.
Minutes before the top of the hour here at Terrasonic. This week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music is coming in for a landing. We just listened to Jar One and a track called Smart Calypso. That is from a single, a split single on Resense Records, Jar One on Side A. And who was that on Side A? Side B, King Most. Great stuff there from Resense, their 50th release, I should say. And before that, it was Iruwav, There Is No Planet B from Tropical Twister Records, 6th anniversary compilation, part 2. And right now in the background, we're listening to Colibri from the Sao Paulo Underground. Coming up at the top of the hour, we've got headlines from the BBC, followed by Reggae Bloodlines with the Donovan. And with you this afternoon, bringing you 3 hours of the best in reggae roots music. Stick around for that. And then at 4 o'clock, it's Danielle with 2 hours of the best in African music on African Roots. That'll go till 6 o'clock, hour of news from the BBC. Saturday evening music programming kicks off with Sound Lab at 7. Damon Haley, your host. Then we've got Electronic Air, Grateful Dead Hour, flip those around, Grateful Dead Hour, then Electronic Air, Under the Floorboard, Sleepless Nights. It goes on and on here at KGNU. No reason to ever tune away, though if you do, you can go check us out at afterfm.com. KGNU's 24/7 streaming music archived with programs, interviews, in-studio performances, and much more. It's all at afterfm.com, and you'll find a playlist and archive of Terrasonic at afterfm.com/Terrasonic. as well as at mixcloud.com/Terrasonic. You've been listening to Terrasonic on KGNU Boulder, Denver, with translators K229AC Nederland, K254CH Laporte, and K256CT Denver, Colorado. We are listener-powered community radio for the Front Range and beyond. We wouldn't be here without you. Thank you very much for allowing us to bring this incredible programming to you every day for over 40 years. We'll see you next time. Take good care of yourself and each other. Take care of good of yourselves and each other, and we'll see you back here next time for another episode of Terrasonic on your community radio station, KGNU.
With Sue Montgomery. U.S. defense officials say two members of the Islamic State group in Afghanistan were killed and a third injured in an overnight American drone attack. They described the dead as high-profile targets. It's unclear if they were directly involved in planning Thursday's bomb and gun attack on Kabul airport, in which as many as 170 people died, including 13 U.S. military personnel. From Washington, Nomi Iqbal reports.
This was the swift response that President Biden had vowed to take following Thursday's attack near Kabul airport. A singular strike targeted an area in the Nangarhar province in eastern Afghanistan on the border with Pakistan, killing an ISIS-K planner and a facilitator. Another was wounded. The US said the threat from the terrorists was ongoing, and its military has not ruled out another strike in its over-the-horizon operation, which involves launching attacks from the sky without any troops on the ground.
The Pentagon has again insisted it's on course to complete its evacuation mission from Kabul airport by Tuesday's deadline. A spokesman said the US had flown out more than 117,000 people so far, the vast majority of whom are Afghans. Hurricane Ida has intensified over the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico ahead of its expected arrival on the southern U.S. coast on Sunday. Tens of thousands of people have fled for safety in the state of Louisiana, where an emergency declaration is in place. Attending a briefing by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, President Biden said Ida was turning into a very dangerous storm.
It's now heading straight for, right toward Louisiana. This weekend is the anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. And it's a stark reminder that we have to do everything we can to prepare the people in the region and make sure we're ready to respond.
He urged officials to tell him what they needed, promising to get it done. There have been clashes between police and protesters at demonstrations against anti-coronavirus measures in Europe. French officers fired tear gas in Paris, the western city of Nantes, and Toulouse in the south. Mike Saunders has this report.
That's the soundtrack to the protests that have been going on in France for the past seven Saturdays. Police fired tear gas. The woman shouts back, "Nothing was going on. Are you guys serious or what?" The demonstrators' vehemence against the vaccine was sharper this weekend. From Monday, health workers must be vaccinated or risk the sack. Schools are due back soon. Protesters are convinced they're being hoodwinked by the government and their liberties are being eroded. They've hijacked the abortion-related feminist slogan, "My body, my choice."
World News from the BBC. Regional leaders attending a summit in Baghdad have pledged their support for the Iraqi government in its efforts to rebuild the country after years of conflict. President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi of Egypt talked of wanting a new phase of constructive cooperation between Cairo and Baghdad. Italian coast guards have rescued 539 migrants from a rudimentary fishing vessel in danger of sinking. It's one of the largest numbers of migrants ever to be taken to the Italian island of Lampedusa for processing. A doctor and aid worker said many bore signs of violence suffered in Libya while waiting for a boat to take them across the Mediterranean Sea. Rights groups in South Sudan say security forces have arrested several people, including activists and a bishop, ahead of planned anti-government protests on Monday. The People's Coalition for Civil Action, which has called for nationwide action, has accused senior politicians of failing and wants President Salva Kiir and